The problem is that the word witch has had a lot of different meanings over the last 1,500 years. Okay? The original use of the word witch back in Anglo-Saxon times, when it was wicca, was somebody you suspected of using magic for bad purposes. During the Renaissance period, the Catholic and Protestant churches redefined witch to mean somebody who belonged to a secret underground religion of devil worship.
Okay. And that's how it started.
Then, when nobody believed in that sort of nonsense anymore, the word witch was associated with crazy old women. And then, in the middle of the 20th century, a man named Gerald Gardner, along with some friends, synthesized a brand new religion that he called the craft, or Wicca with a single C, and this eventually became the modern religion of neo-pagan witchcraft. And in his case, he could have called his religion anything. He could have just called it new paganism or revivalist Greco-Roman religion. But he figured if he called the people in his new religion witches, that he'd get more publicity in the British tabloid press.
And he probably did.
Oh, he did. He did a great deal. I don't know. Have you ever seen the British tabloids? They kind of make the National Enquirer look like the New York Times.
Or the Weekly Reader that we used to read in school. Remember that thing?
Exactly. The British tabloid press was extremely lurid back 50, 60 years ago, and calling his new religion witchcraft and the members of his new religion witches sold a lot of papers and got him a lot of publicity and enabled him to spread his idea very, very rapidly.
Okay, the so-called black mass that we've always considered to be evil, is that the case? I mean, is this being done by people who are out there to, you know, chop off the ear of somebody? I mean, what's going on there?
Okay. I mentioned this in my book, Bonowitz's Essential Guide to Witches and Witchcraft, that the black mass was originally invented by the Roman Catholics. The black mass was originally a mass for the dead because the priest would wear a black ceremonial robe called the, not the surplice, not the orb.
Well, we know what they're called in Arabic.
I can't remember it anymore, but there's an overlying.
But it's a black robe.
He would wear a black chasuble. That's the word. The over cape, the chasuble over his robes underneath, when he said a mass for the dead. That's perfectly normal. They still do it today. But at some point early in church history, somebody came up with the bright idea of making a donation to the church to have them say a mass for the dead for somebody who hadn't died yet.
Mm-hmm.
Thus turning what is supposed to be a blessing into a curse.
I see.
Now, that went on for centuries, people doing that. During the period in Europe, in France, just before the Revolution, in the early 1700s, there were a lot of very bored rich people, like there always are. And some people made money throwing wild parties for bored rich nobility.
Eyes Wide Shut?
Something like that.
All right.
Essentially equivalent to the S&M dungeon parties that modern-day kinky rich people will organize. And somebody got the idea that it would be fun to do a blasphemous version of a regular mass, exactly the same way that the church had invented supposed satanic witches during the witch hunts as having done. So first there were the black masses that the church did that were legitimate masses for the dead. Then there were the ones that were turned into curses by not very nice Catholics. Then there were the imaginary black masses that the inquisitors, who were busy killing so-called witches, invented out of thin air as being what the evil Satan worshippers must obviously be doing, because naturally everything they would do would be the church, whatever the church does, upside down and backwards. Actually, there's a lot of modern Satanists who still take the same approach. Anything, you know, do what the Catholic Church used to do, only do it backwards. And then people started doing it, you know, centuries after the witch trials were over. People started doing it for kink, you know, for the sake of a thrill.
Right.
And then off and on over the years, various people, including modern Satanists, have done variations on what they thought the Black Mass was. It's never been very popular. It's never been very common, but it's been something that people who are hostile to other religions leap on immediately.
Now, we have
no evidence that a Black Mass of any sort was going on in Sioux City.
No, we don't.
I do not know of any spells that involve killing your own children. In fact, the only one I've ever heard of is the story of Abraham and Isaac in the Bible.
Right.
And that one gets stopped halfway through.
Well, to me, this guy sounds like he's just insane. He's just
nuts. Yeah, he sounds like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's true that there are many religions in the world that practice animal sacrifice.